This is Aaron Pednati, and I am at the Native American Festival in Congress Park in Saratoga, which is being held on Sunday, August 22nd, talking to Sheldon Sundown, one of the organizers of the event. So, Sheldon, just wanted to ask you first, what is this event about?
Well, it's to spread awareness of our culture and what our people are all about through song and dance, and as well as our vendors. We have over 30 vendors, almost 40 vendors here this weekend, showcasing our talents, our Native American talents through art.
And what Native American cultures are represented here?
Every one of them. They're people from all over the United States. We have people as far as Saskatchewan, Alberta. There's a lot of people here right now.
And what sort of performances are going on?
Right. Today we had our intertribal powwow style of dancing, which includes many varieties of styles, with our fancy dance, our grass dance, our women's fancy, our traditional jingle, our grass. And then we have our Haudenosaunee dancers representing the Haudenosaunee, who are from Quebec, Ontario, New York, all the way to Oneida, Wisconsin. We have people here right now.
What goes into organizing an event like this, getting so many different tribal communities to come together in one place?
Well, it takes a lot of calling, that's for sure, because all our dancers are very busy, and I'm very honored to have the dancers that we have here this weekend, because we have some really strong champion dancers here that could be somewhere else, but they honored us by being here this weekend. And like I said before, our dancers come from all over North America, so you got a good show going on here today, that's for sure.
So this is a multi-day event?
Yes. Well, it's a one day event today, but we've been doing this probably for about, I've been involved for about 5 years now. I've been involved with the Brewchecks and the festival here. And this is the first year that we put on the smoke dance competition. So that brought in a whole lot more dancers, and it's getting big. It's just doing what it's supposed to, and it's growing.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that, the smoke dance competition?
Well, the smoke dance competition is our dancers dancing Haudenosaunee style. Let me explain Haudenosaunee. It means the people of the Longhouse of the Six Nations Iroquois Confederacy. And we have a dance that's created and turned into a competition-style dance for our dancers. And it's a fast style that's derived from our social dancing, from our old-style war dance from long ago, and kind of put through the time and evolution of time and evolution of change. And so forth, we have the smoke dance.
So can you talk about some of the changes over time?
Smoke dance, before it was the smoke dance, was our war dance. And now that we're no longer at war and those songs were put away, we brought the style of dance back to accommodate being judged as a competition style of dancing.
So that particular competition, is it only members of the Iroquois Confederation that are allowed to participate, or do other tribal communities get to participate as well?
Now that the smoke dance has taken off in such a big way that, yes, there is other tribes that have adopted this dance, and they come and dance with us, and they have perfected it to hang in there and place for some money with a lot of our top dancers.
Right now we're at a point where a lot of people around the world are waking up to the great threat facing our planet in the form of climate change. And many are drawn to indigenous forms of wisdom as a sort of life way that seems to express environmentally conscious values. What do you think about the way that that's playing out in terms of media representations of indigenous people?
Well, it's definitely spreading awareness. A lot of the things that we do, our dance and song, our elders taught us that it comes from the earth, it comes from the wind, it comes from the rain, it comes from our trees, it comes from our plant life, it comes from other singers, our human beings, things happening, life in general. Songs are created, and songs come out of different situations. In our language, these songs are songs from the earth. That's what they're called, Yoinzigekot. And that's our songs coming from the earth. So environmentally, it's all in there. It's just the nature of the beast that it's all about environmental.
So you think that it's a positive thing that many people around the world are turning towards indigenous peoples, and that indigenous peoples have drawn attention in the fight to save the planet?
Yes, totally. We have so many different groups out there in Native North America, from Native American country, that have groups that go all over the world. I know groups in Italy right now. I know groups in everywhere in Europe. There's several groups over there right now performing, and that's what they do, is they spread the awareness, and people need the awareness for themselves just to be a natural human being and start taking care of Mother Earth, all over Mother Earth, not just here. It's everywhere. We need to take care and give thanks to her every day.
And is that idea of care for the earth expressed in any of the dances or other performances for today?
Oh, yes. Our dancers, that's how we're raised. We're taught all about Mother Earth. And every morning we wake up and every night we go to bed, we give thanks for being here on Mother Earth. And we give thanks for everything that sustains us, our plant life, our animal life, and our waters. Without water, we wouldn't have life. So, I have to say that it's taken off in a huge way. It's just remarkable, the acceptance and the respect and the honor that other people have for our Native American culture that's making it work.
Well, thanks very much for this interview, Sheldon.
Thank you very much.
And I wish you the very best with the rest of your event.
Oh, thank you.